Good morning, Power Hour Nation. I am Daniel Brigman. Very glad to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show, thepowermall.com, thepowerhour.com. I can usually reverse those. Thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com are two websites. Thank you for joining us. Got a great show. Ron Sally's going to be here to discuss Helon and Lamb Cream. Now, my wife got bit by a brown recluse.
I've seen it.
Yeah, and you can hardly even tell now. It just has discoloration, and even that's starting to fade. Mm-hmm. And maybe it'll stay there forever. I don't know. Maybe it'll fade. I don't know. If you know people who've had a brown recluse bite, even if they went to the doctor, go look at their bite.
Yeah, afterwards. 6 months afterwards, there's a piece of whatever it is missing.
Right. Yeah, go look at their bites. And it's really miraculous. Clay, Helon, and oregano were the three things, mm-hmm. basically, that my wife used. And vitamin C. Vitamin C also. We'll talk about that. And James McCanny, always a fan favorite.
James.
We'll talk to James for quite a while. And the news. Uncle Kevin, thanks for joining us.
Great to be here. Another great day in America. And it's even better.
Why is it better? Let's hear why it's better.
Because I've finished my new targets.
Okay. Well, yeah, very good. Very good. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. I know Todd would like that. He likes to shoot.
Yeah. We got big news. Trump seems like he's moving on the deep state or whatever you want to call it, or holdovers for what we've asked for three plus years.
He should have done that the second he walked through the door and sat down at the table.
Very next day.
Yeah.
Right after he pointed at Jim Acosta.
Yes.
He just
said, you're fake news, and I'm going to show you why you're fake news.
And all y'all are fired.
Yeah, exactly. Bingo. You're gone.
The big case, Roger Stone obviously is in the news. They came out with a recommendation against what was kind of decided. They changed the recommendation, the Department of Justice, and said, well, we want you in there about a decade in jail.
Yeah.
And Trump tweeted about it. It lends me to believe, I almost wish that he would have let it go and let him put him in there for 9 years and then immediately
pardoned him.
Because now that makes me feel like he's going to get some light sentence and leave him in. I don't know. Anyway,
I don't know either.
Barr's taking over. This is a big sign to me. What's your overall view of what's going on with that, the Security Council, and Trump in general?
Oh, it's great. Barr is taking control of all legal matters of interest to Trump, including the Stone sentencing. And he a month ago, he got involved with the, a Michael Flynn case and canceled it. You know, because he was going to go to court and get sentenced and all that stuff, but he intervened on that one too.
Well, they had new evidence. He almost had to.
Somebody had to. So he's taking control of everything, and that's
people like Kamala Harris, among many others, are coming out saying, "Well, this is obstruction of justice."
Of course, it's not.
Explain.
They wouldn't know the obstruction of justice if they stripped.
If it hit him over the head.
Yeah.
Why is this not obstruction of justice?
Because he just commented on it. He didn't do anything. He just commented on it.
Well, I'll tell you why. It's why, because he's the executive of the constitutional law in this country. He can have any case looked at he wants to.
Well, he can have it dismissed.
Well, he can pardon him. Yeah. I don't know if he can dismiss him, but he can.
He can tell his attorney general to dismiss that case, and that's legal.
Right. Yeah, you're correct. Right. It's hardly ever comes out.
Oh,
or done.
No. It looks bad.
Yes.
It looks bad.
Yes.
You know, they don't do that.
But it could be done.
It could be done.
I think of the environment, then they'd be giving want to give them something to scream about.
That would be.
The other side of this, Jesse Liu. Do you know who Jesse Liu is?
No, I know who Jesse Smollett. He just got indicted in Chicago over that race attack.
The fake news. Well, let's get back to Jesse Liu.
Okay. All right.
You don't know who Jesse Liu is?
No, never heard of
her. Okay, Jesse Liu. I hadn't either. She's the attorney in the case.
The
Roger Stone case, the Manafort case, the Flynn case. She's basically the person, one of the main people who went after all three of these.
Right.
Manafort, Flynn, and Stone.
Yes.
Probably Corsi, too. She's probably involved
with
that.
Sure,
but they kind of let Corsi alone.
Mm-hmm.
Trump nominated her to be up for a possible Treasury Department position.
That's correct.
She quit her job so that she could go to the Treasury Department position.
Yep, and then he retracted it.
And then he pulled away the nomination. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
You ain't going after my boys. This is what you get for going after my boys.
That's a very good sign to me that, you know, even if it's ego driven, even if it's spiteful, even whatever, he's fired up about what's transpired here in the last couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
Between the impeachment, between going after people who have helped him get elected, mm-hmm. and it seems to me that he is going to take action now. This is exciting.
It's exciting.
This is a big, I mean, could there be a bigger, FU or whatever, or one finger salute? Could there be a bigger one finger salute? Jesse, you're doing a real good job. I'm going to nominate you for this possible, position here.
Right.
Oh, Mr. President, thank you. I'm going to quit my job. Okay, you do that next week. Jesse,
I heard you went after my boy.
Yeah, I'm going to pull your nomination.
That's right.
Oh, you're out of a job? Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't know. You know, these things just don't work out sometimes.
That's
sorry
right.
about that.
Bye.
It's huge. Huge news.
And the corruption, it just blends right into Puerto Rico.
Okay, talk about Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico, supposedly they stole all the billions of dollars that went down there. And all the supplies, or most of the supplies.
Not all, just 95%.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, let's be accurate.
There's warehouses full of supplies that they sent down there. And they're still haven't been distributed.
Undistributed.
And he's got this colonel or somebody who's just a monster of a guy, like a bulldog that don't stop. He's sending him down there to take control of Puerto Rico and straighten it out. So
this is all very big news.
Very good news. He said he was going to go after corruption, and that's what he's doing.
Well, his election, he's got to have something to talk about for mm-hmm. his election. I mean, I'm not being cynical. I guess I am being a little cynical, but, I've always said this about Trump. I've always, anytime he does anything that's very good, I've been very overt with my praise on certain things he's done. I've also been very, things like the new NAFTA or whatever.
Yeah.
But I've also always said, we don't know all the things actually going on.
We don't know the pressures
he's under. We don't know the pressure he's under. That we don't know he gets in a room and, there's 20 people in a room and they're telling him XYZ and the truth is CBD or whatever. That's hard to.
And he's insulated too.
Right.
So he doesn't, a lot of things don't get to him.
Right. I don't think he's listening to the Power Hour. So
next time we go to New York, are you going to order a Trump a watch?
I've always been supportive of Trump. I mean, the alternative, the reason is the alternative. What we need to do is support him into doing what he promised to do.
Let's support him into doing what he promised.
Well, right now this is a big day.
I'm ecstatic.
This and so maybe this impeachment behind him and he's made them look terrible.
Terrible.
Pelosi looks like a lunatic.
She does.
I mean, even to people who not like me, people who are Democrats, like, she's out of control.
What's your mother-in-law say about it? Did she ever say anything about Pelosi? She's a pretty good barometer of an ex Democrat. I think she's ex. Is she still Democrat?
No, she was a long time ago. She was a Democrat. She's realized long since then. But yeah, my mother-in-law doesn't. Right, Pelosi is.
Yeah, she's a very good barometer.
Yeah, and she's turned. She mm-hmm. thinks Pelosi's a lunatic.
Yeah.
Let's get to New Hampshire. This primary. They're trying to tell us that Bernie Sanders. Now, I should look this up. Where is Bernie from?
I think New Hampshire.
He's from somewhere over there.
Yeah.
He's Vermont. Maybe it's Vermont. I think it's Vermont.
Yeah. It's one of the northern states.
Maybe somebody can tell. Todd, do you know where he's from? Vermont or
Massachusetts? Or
he's not from Massachusetts. He's not from Massachusetts.
See, I don't like to think about him. So
it's either Vermont or New Hampshire. Anyway, he's right up there.
Right up there. Right up in that corner up there.
So they're trying to tell us that 10-cent Pete, who miraculously made up 10 points in the polls and defeated Bernie at Iowa.
In Iowa,
when they can't count. They can't count the gymnasiums.
No, they can't.
Now in New Hampshire, which is right near Vermont.
Yes.
That he barely beat, that Bernie barely beat Pete.
Don't make no sense to me whatsoever.
Vermont. Todd just told me Vermont. He's from Vermont. Well, they're right next to each other.
Yeah.
I mean, this would be
bastion of.
This would be like This would be like somebody from Georgia, a politician from Georgia, and then you go in Alabama and losing or almost losing. I mean, it just wouldn't happen. So, it's obvious that some shenanigans are going on with the Democrats again.
It is.
I mean, it's obvious. It's even obvious to the Democrats.
Yes.
You told a story about Chris Matthews that I thought was very telling.
He was on a panel yesterday I was watching, and they asked him about socialism, and he was I've been watching him for 10 years, and I
don't
thought
know
he,
why.
I thought he was a socialist. You know, get a little stuff.
Anyway.
Yeah, and he comes out and saying that, you know, I've been around socialism for 10 years now. I don't like it. And the bottom line is socialism doesn't work.
That's stunning.
From him.
That's stunning. When he's been touting this for God knows how long.
Years,
I mean, more or less he's been touting. What does this tell you?
Is the powers that be don't want Bernie Sanders.
Why are they so, Bernie could actually win, especially in 2006. I don't know now. I don't think anybody can beat Trump now. But
can beat Trump.
But 2016.
They stole it from him.
Right. Why are they? I mean, he can win for the Democrats. Is this just all a coordinated effort? It's all set up? I mean, that's where you start getting, conspiratorial.
Maybe.
Why? They can win with him. Why wouldn't they want to win with him?
Maybe they're not behind the deep. He's not behind the deep state. That's the only thing I can think.
Well, that's what his supporters certainly say.
Right.
His supporters certainly, and Bernie has a couple fantastic points. Why should we bail out the banks and not bail out the student loans?
Oh yeah.
Okay, that's a viable question.
I agree.
I'm not saying that we should cut all the debt. I'm not saying we should or shouldn't, but he's got a real good question.
We should arrest the bankers, take all that money back, and distribute it to the American people. That's what I say.
Anyway, New Hampshire, he barely won. Now, this woman, Amy, I can't even pronounce
Kovacek. You're
worse than me.
I messed it up.
Klobuchar.
Yeah, exactly.
She's from Minnesota, I think. She's from Minnesota,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
She goes to this primary. The polls a week ago, I think I get this straight. I've done a little bit of research on this.
Go.
A week ago said she had 7%.
I know.
And last night, when they got those, 20.
20.
Said they had 20%. You changed 13%?
Not even close to your home state.
It's not Minnesota, not even Wisconsin?
No.
Wisconsin?
Yeah, Wisconsin.
Michigan? It's not by the thumb?
That's right.
Shout out to Dave and the Thumb.
Mm-hmm.
It's in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
She goes from 7% in the polls. Now, I'm not saying those polls are accurate. They're not 13% inaccurate.
I would agree with you there.
What it's telling me, when I first saw this, the initial thought I had was, oh, they just took votes from Bernie and votes from Elizabeth Warren and gave them to this Amy Klobuchar.
Yes.
Because Amy Klobuchar got over twice as many percentage points as Elizabeth Warren. So they're trying to clear the deck for any support by anybody that could challenge 10-cent Pete. And they're obviously trying to muddy the waters for Bernie in the brokered convention.
Right.
Or some kind of something.
And then hopefully they don't. Bernie doesn't get it on the first vote. And then on the second vote, they can bring in those delegates, those super delegates, and elect anybody they want with those.
Is Hillary lurking here?
I think so, yes.
You honestly think that?
I think she's lurking around.
I just don't think that.
She's lurking. Now, whether they're going to give it to her or not.
Well, there you go. Yeah, she's always lurking.
Yeah, she's just like a demon.
Is she?
Allegedly.
Well, that's what Larry
established that effect already.
Yeah, yeah. Larry Nichols says she smelled like sulfur.
Yeah, and she went to the a witch.
Yeah, that's what Larry Nichols said.
Yeah,
according to Larry Nichols,
he's still alive. You should try. We should.
Yeah,
try
we
to
should.
Him.
Should anyway. Let's. Yeah, we should. Catherine, maybe work on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Catherine, do it.
Larry
Nichols.
She knows who he is.
Okay.
I have a hard time thinking that they're going to do that. That would just be so over the top. Are they so desperate?
So.
Are they so desperate? Or so, it doesn't matter. They know they're going to lose. They want to put her up there.
Yeah. And then they got the voting machines and they can, whoever they put in is going to win or they think is going to win. And the American people can stop us.
Okay. Hillary also, there's a big story. That some more of her emails have been surfaced. Mm-hmm. Remember the email servers, ladies and gentlemen, yes. The 33,000 emails? Mm-hmm. Well, apparently there's a lot more. The Department of Justice is getting involved. Is this Durham getting involved in finding more? Is this, I don't know. They're not saying where the emails came from, but there's a lot more emails.
It was Judicial Watch that had
Right, but they're not saying where they came from, though.
Oh,
where,
okay.
Where they got them from. I mean, yes, they came out, but where were those
right.
emails, whatever. Mm-hmm. Is this going to lead? Comey's not there to run interference for.
Interference.
Is this going to lead to something?
Could be.
I'm not holding my breath.
I'm not holding my breath either. But the way things are going, it looks like it's a possibility. Let's put it that way.
We all remember the Brexit talk, how it was going to collapse the British economy, mm-hmm. all that. Well, last year their GDP was like 1.4, 1.5, which was better than most of the EU.
Yes.
It beat the EU.
Yes.
Beat the EU. All during the talk, they just had Brexit, and now I think their economy is going to roar, actually, because America's certainly going to deal with them.
Oh,
China's
yes.
certainly hurting, that people mm-hmm. are going to look for trade partners.
They are.
I don't think this is going to hurt them at all.
At all.
At all.
Nope. And Donald Trump's ready with a big fat trade agreement with him. So
that's what he says. China's new coronavirus cases have dropped. I have a hard time believing that.
No
is that
way.
Of Reuters? I just don't believe it.
I don't believe it one bit.
I believe it even less than I believe that 10 Cent Pete won in Iowa. I believe it even less than that. How can the coronavirus spread through bathroom pipes? ? From CNN. Experts are investigating in Hong Kong. Health officials in Hong Kong partially evacuated residents from an apartment block over fears the coronavirus may have been transmitted via the building's pipes.
Wow.
So how is that? I mean, the water that came in?
I don't know what kind of
water systems have they got there? Three more cases have been linked to Hong Mei House. The woman's son, his wife, and father have been diagnosed with the virus. They share an apartment. Okay, it's an odd story. That's odd. I mean, it's I'm not saying odd bad or odd good or odd weird. I'm just saying
see the venting system because they're all in one. And
it's all shares
it's
the
all
same.
Shares.
I'm
the
just
same thing, but pipes.
It's curious.
Weird.
It's a curious story.
Maybe it's a typo.
The whole story. It's a curious story.
No, I said pipes. It put in vents instead of pipes.
No. Palestinians hail UN report on companies with ties to Israeli settlement in the West Bank out of RT. So let me give you the background of this. There's a UN report saying that a bunch of Israeli companies are operating on the West Bank and the Palestinian side.
Okay.
Okay, the Palestinians are irate about this.
Up in arms.
Because this
They're
is,
always up in arms.
This supposedly is against international law. It's supposedly
they
illegal.
They say everything's against international law.
Well, so, this is back.
Yeah.
I'm not taking either one of them side because I think both of them have culpability and both of them have points.
Right.
That's what I think. They're both, neither one of these are Lily White. Neither one of these are Lily White.
They're never going to get along.
Israel mm-hmm. is certainly not the bastion of, godly freedom that we want to, they want to present themselves as.
Yeah.
So basically what's going on, they're saying basically Israel's moving companies over here to, turn into a takeover of the West Bank because
exactly
the companies
right.
are,
yeah.
the companies are already there. The people
yeah.
are, they're just basically slowly de facto moving people in.
Bingo.
To get ready to kick the Palestinians out. I would be concerned too if I was them.
Mm-hmm.
Locals are baffled by skeleton of a mysterious creature washed up on a Scottish beach by Storm Sierra.
Ooh.
Mystery surrounds. Is this Loch Ness Monster? Is it something like, what is this? The intriguing beast was found on Aberdeenshire coastline. A country endured 90-mile-an-hour winds. A photograph of the creature was shared on Facebook page, prompting hundreds of suggestions as to what it might be. Some thought it a whale or a dolphin, while others rubbished the suggestion, saying the horns of the creature make it a thresher shark, which have been known to enter British waters during the summer. But even marine biologists are baffled. What is this creature? You can see the picture if you go to the article, thepowerhour.com, click on news. U.S. sanctions Venezuela's state airline threatens Russia oil giant. United States still pressuring Venezuela. Venezuela has been a little bit of a resurgence in the capital there.
They have.
They've, the government has kind of lowered restrictions. Money has flown in.
Mm-hmm.
This story here, okay. there's so much. You want to talk about Illuminati, you want to talk about influence. It's in, obviously it's in music. Obviously it's in sports also. You can see the NFL and everything. And these athletes, I'm not going to make accusations of people, but I'm very certain when I say very, I mean very, that some of these top athletes are definitely Illuminati, Baphomet worshipers. Just generally call them devil worshipers, just a whole lot of them, whatever. But they have specific disciplines, so that's not really accurate to say. And they have agendas, and they help agendas, and they help craft society. So they put them in positions. Okay. Now, everything I just said, I want you to think about that in terms of, and I'm not accusing anybody specifically, but think about this article here out of ESPN. Dwayne Wade supports daughter's gender identity. Retired NBA All-Star Dwayne Wade recently opened up about supporting his daughter, Zaya, who identifies as a transgender girl. When our child comes home with a question, when our child comes home with an issue, when our child comes home with anything, it's our job as parents to listen to that, to give them the best information we can, the best feedback we can. That doesn't change because sexuality is now involved. This girl is 12 years old and is questioning her.
First question is, where did she get that idea from? Was it from her teacher teaching that?
That's not the question he's asking. I would be asking.
First thing, where did you get that, that notion in your head? I don't think it just pops in your head.
Bingo. If you're looking for another reason to get your child out of public school, here's reason. What are we up to? 1,072. Reason 1,072 to get your child out of public school.
Brainwashing.
The kid's 12 years old, comes home. I think I'm another gender. Where in the world does a 12-year-old get that idea?
That'd be my first question. It wouldn't be, I'd be supported. First thing, where did you learn about this?
Virginia House passes ban on semi-auto firearms and suppressors in hyper-partisan vote. Virginia, they don't care what the people say.
No, they don't even care. They threw the people out of the courthouse.
In that meeting. They're going straight forward for the guns. In Arizona, the same thing. A bill has been introduced. Mm-hmm. But it didn't get passed. I don't think it will pass in Arizona. But that, I've said it a million times. They will not stop.
They won't.
Until they are stopped. Stopped.
Yep. Excellent.
And I think hopefully maybe Trump's realizing that too.
Mm-hmm.
U.S. Postal Service suspends all shipments to China due to coronavirus.
Excellent.
Judge blasts FCC testing and may let jury decide if Apple committed fraud by marketing iPhones as safe. This is a big story.
Oh.
Boeing hits all-time low with zero orders in January. Zero.
They have to. Who would trust them?
Stay tuned. Ron Sally on the other side. You're listening to the Power Hour. So good to be with you.
Mm-hmm. Booster immune. Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 Skin Lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Strauss Heart Drops, the kidney support, the CardioCom, all on sale. You buy them all together, you get 15% off everything. You know, introductory offer for February, for the month, for it's heart month. It's Valentine's. When is Valentine's Day? No, today is a couple days. Whoa, I'm glad I caught that. For you out there, usually fellas got to remember this. It's Valentine's Day in a couple days, if that's important to you, important to your wife, or significant other, or whatever. The lamb cream, the Helon is over at the Power Mall also, and we're talking to the man who has invented this. I mean, the man, his story is fantastic. He basically dreamed this stuff up, and it's not supposed to be done, but yet here it is, and it's really a miracle. Miracle Helon, miracle cream, whatever you want to call it. Ron Sally, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Oh, thank you. It's good to be back.
Yeah, absolutely. For people, you know, we got a lot of new listeners, people maybe haven't heard you for a long time. Why don't you just briefly, who is Ron Sally, and how in the world did you come up with this crazy stuff?
Well, I developed this thing a long time ago. Way back in the day, I was a stockbroker in Lake Charles, Louisiana, and I was offered a job in Denver, Colorado by a big firm up there. So I took, I went up there. It was a great offer. And being from a moist climate in Lake Charles, Louisiana, and going to dry Denver, Colorado, which is the worst winter in 50 years, my skin just dried out. So I knew just enough chemistry to put together a formulation for a moisturizer for myself. And this thing was incredible. I could put it on. The dry skin was gone. But what I didn't know was it had a lot of inherent healing properties in it. So when I'd send it out to people that was in Dean Witter Reynolds, just friends, they gave me all these stories back, just heal this, it healed that. So from that meager beginnings, I spun off all these other products. But moisturizer is what started this whole thing off.
And then the lamb cream, laminitis cream, I can't remember, you had a dream or something, and you woke up and you told your wife, I know how to do this, and then she, and
yeah.
then, you,
and then she told you. My wife is still skeptical, but this is the truth. On Friday the 13th in 2009, I think it was February, It's about 6 o'clock in the morning. I sat up and I said, in bed, I said, I know how to make it. And my wife said, you know how to make what? I said, I know how to make that stuff to take care of problems with skin, with horses, and primarily laminitis. And she said, oh, Ron, go back to sleep. But I got up and my meager little lab here, our corporate office is in Colorado, but my meager little lab here in Naples, Florida, I put that together, the lamb cream. Daniel, I have not changed one drop. It's absolute perfection.
Wow. Well, I can attest to it. And so people also tell them what they are, the Helon and the lamb cream. Tell them what it is, how they use it, and then we'll get into some stories.
Okay. Well, the Helon you could put on just about anything that traumatizes the skin, frankly, bites and cuts and scrapes, and especially little kids that fall down and tear their knees up or their elbows. And it works on so many different things, especially burns. Ladies get burns in the kitchen. You put a piece of ice on that burn for a couple of minutes, and then the heel, that burn's gone. I mean, it is just gone. But what we were really impressed with was a doctor, plastic surgeon here in Florida. He's about 30 miles north of me. Had a young lady come. She's about 25 or 26 years old, a beautiful girl, and she had a brown recluse spider bite on her cheek, and this thing was big as a silver dollar. And he said, Ron, I didn't have anything to give her, so I sent her home with a heel on, told her to put it on 2-3 times a day and come back. He said she came back in a week, and that's the size of a dime, and another week, and it's gone. I said, it's incredible. He said, now, I took pictures. So he sent me the pictures. I said, where's the first picture? The one where it's big as a silver dollar. He said, Ron, I didn't know this stuff was going to work, but I can provide you with the pictures. It just unnerves me how these guys forget to do what they tell me they're going to do.
My personal favorite is the lamb cream. The lamb cream comes in a little, it's almost like a little cream container. You know, it's got a lid on it. The Helon is more of a liquid oil, kind of comes out a little oily in a little bottle. Both convenient. I like the lamb cream. It's almost like, I don't know, like Blistex. It's almost like that consistency. Like if you remember Blistex, people used to put on their lips and stuff. So you just,
well, sure,
you
know, put it. Paste,
yeah, a paste. That's a good way to say it. Yeah, it's a paste. Well, let me tell you a story. I don't know if I've had you on since we talked about it. Maybe it did or didn't. It's time to go so quickly. My wife got a brown recluse bite, and I was concerned. We caught it, not real early, but fairly early. She was getting real puffy. The thing was going crazy. It was going, necritis was starting on the foot. The you could see the poison, the red, the swelling going up her leg. We used three things. We used, clay, the bentonite clay we sell, the special bentonite clay, the lamb cream, and the oregano, and vitamin C. She was pounding vitamin C too. So those four things, oregano, lamb cream, and clay, and vitamin C. And today, you cannot even tell it was a bite at all. And all there is there is just a little discoloration. I mean, you think, oh, it's a light birthmark or something or some kind of, I mean, and even it's getting lighter. Maybe eventually it'll go away. I don't know. The skin.
It probably will.
The skin, there's nothing wrong with the skin. I mean, this is a brown recluse bite.
That brown recluse bite just rots the skin. I mean, it's horrible once it gets in there and takes over.
We have a pest control guy comes over. We're pretty good friends with the guy, he comes over and we live out in the country. So if we don't spray, I mean, we'll have, and there's brat, we got children. We just can't have spiders around here.
Sure.
So, his jaw basically hit the floor. He couldn't believe it. He confirmed, cause on the phone, he goes, well, maybe it wasn't a brown recluse spot. Maybe it's just some, whatever. I said, no, I think so. And he looked at it and said, oh yeah, that's a brown recluse spot. and then he saw it later and how it went away. And, I mean, he didn't even know what to say. He was speechless. If you know this guy, him being speechless is a big deal.
Yes. I know the type.
Yeah.
I promise you. But going back to the Helon, we've had great success with pets. Even when dogs or cats, especially dogs, get these hot spots, and there's nothing that solves a problem. It's just a spot that the dog bites at and scrapes at it because the hair falls out. And then he goes down to the bare skin and deeper. But when you put this Helon on those hot spots, it's gone. I mean, that thing is just finished.
What the...
Go ahead.
What do you, I'm going to ask you an important question that probably our listeners are probably thinking right now, especially if they've never heard you. What makes this different than the million other creams, pastes, whatever that are out there? What makes this different?
I think, frankly, I believe it's a manufacturing process that pulls all of these healing properties out of these herbals and botanicals. We get herbs and botanicals from all over the world. I think it pulls these herbals and botanicals, the healing properties out of that God put in there in the first place. And our manufacturing process does it at a very, very low temp, so it doesn't kill off all the good things that are in there in the first place. And I think that's absolute secret to this whole thing, is the manufacturing process. I could give somebody the formulation to the third decimal place, and they'd just be a nuisance factor because they couldn't make it properly. What,
when you started, did you, I mean, I get the impression you had no idea, you just kind of, this is a moisturizer or what have you, you had no idea that you were going to, you know, heal brown recluse bites in people.
Oh, I had no clue, but this was primarily just for dry skin, but I was with Dean Witter Reynolds in the Colorado, and I became good friends with the vice president of Dean Witter Reynolds in New York City, and I sent him some of the moisturizer because he was always complaining of his dry skin in the winter. And he wrote me this letter, and he said, I was going to call you, but I thought I'd put it in print. And he said that he had these two brown spots on the outside of both his ankles, and he said he had them biopsied, had them for years, and they were purple, and he said it was just unsightly when he went to the swimming pool or the beach. Primarily the swimming pool. And he said, I put that moisturizer, now this is the beginnings of the whole thing, Daniel. He said, I put that moisturizer on there and those spots are gone. I said, what have we got here? So from that base formulation, I've spun all these others off. But he was responsible for starting this whole thing.
That makes me think of age spots. A lot of people deal with age spots. Does that help age spots? If you have any testimonies about that?
Not that many. It'll lighten them, but I don't think it'll just resolve the problem totally. Everybody's different. Mm. Everybody's skin chemistry is different, so you never know.
You always have stories or testimonies. I talked to you briefly this morning. You said you had some stories to tell us. I love the stories. I love hearing success. Go ahead. Tell us some of the things that's been happening.
Well, one thing I was really impressed with, there was a guy up in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and he was the big guy with the Olympic Training Center. In fact, he was like number two in command. And he had this place on his, I think it was his forehead, if I'm not mistaken. And he went to the doctor, and the doctor said, well, it's cancer. And he said, well, but we'll use the Mohs process and get rid of it. So what they do is dig down one layer of skin, and then take that to the lab and look at it in a microscope to see if they got all the cancer. And if they didn't, they go to another layer deep until they get it all. But sometimes it goes pretty deep, and it's nasty looking. It truly, truly is. So he had, I can't remember if he used Heal-On. He did. He used Heal-On. I get that confused sometimes with the lamb cream. He put that Heal-On on that place that the doctor had cut off, and when he went back to the doctor said, John, I can't remember which side we did. So then John told another friend of his that was going to the same dermatologist about the Heal-On because he could have the oldest procedure done, and he gave him some. So when the guy went back to have his checkup, the doctor said, do you know John Colburn? Because that was the guy that had given it to him. And John was in command of the Olympic Training Center up in Colorado Springs. Just a great guy. Absolutely. But he promoted our stuff like crazy because he saw what it did and how it worked for other people.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. People's response when they see stuff like that, then do they promote you or then they ignore you like the plague or something? I mean, what has been your experience?
It's difficult to say. Some people are just dumbfounded, and other people say, oh, you photoshopped everything. All those pictures are photoshopped. I don't know how to do Photoshop, but that's a reaction I get. And then when they use the product, they said, great Scott, have you got a $20 million home down on the beach? Are you driving a Ferrari, Maserati? I said, no. They said, why not? I said, because people like you don't believe half of what I say, even when I show you the pictures. So that's been the story of my life, but we have more fun with this stuff. Honest to goodness, helping people is just fabulous.
What when you talk to some doctors, or I guess you don't talk to them, maybe it's somebody you know you gave lamb cream to or Healon to, they go to the doctor, and the doctor's like, wow, what happened here? How's this wound all healed? What is the typical response of doctors?
Well, it's amazement, number one, and some of the doctors, two dermatologists here, and I won't mention names, of course, but they're good people. They truly are. They decided they were going to take on the Healon, and we let them private label, put their own label on it. It didn't bother me as long as the product got out there to people. But then the sales just all of a sudden dried up. I mean, they didn't dwindle. They just quit. So I had a meeting with one of the doctors. I said, what's going on? You were buying this stuff like crazy. He said, well, we got a problem with it. And I said, what's the problem? He said, we give it to our patients and tell them to come back in a week to 10 days, and they don't come back. They call in and say, we don't need to come back. He said, you're wrecking my business. I said, Mike, what happened to the Hippocratic Oath? He said, well, this is to do with my bank account.
And the Hippocratic Oath, yeah, the Hippocratic Oath's not paying his mortgage. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, more or less, but they told me up front, and they have not, having no more purchases. But there's one guy, the one that had the patient with a brown recluse spider bite, oh, he buys this stuff like crazy. He said, I don't care if they ever come back.
Wow. I guess, you know, money makes the world go around, they say, drives people's, that always fascinates me, stories like that. Are they skeptical? Obviously, it sounds like people are skeptical, and then, why are they skeptical? I'm trying to find a frame of reference for this. I mean, it makes no sense. I'm making a moisturizer for my dry skin. Oh, it heals brown recluse bites. I mean, it just doesn't even make sense.
Well, I have a real difficult time convincing people of what it does. But when they try it, then it's a whole different story. And they'll tell their neighbors, and they'll never say, oh, that's not real. That can't be. You use something else or something to that effect. But we're getting pretty famous, not just in Florida, but around the world. People are loving this. And there was a lady in, where was she? In Belgium. Somehow she found out about our products from one of our distributors. It could have been you guys. I don't know. And she had this horrible hand condition, and she went to the dermatologist, and she, according to her letter and pictures, they gave her this real pricey cortisone cream. She said it didn't help. She said, my hands were cracked and bleeding for 2 years, Daniel.
Ooh.
And she said, I put that lamb cream on there, and she said, I'm telling you, I saw a difference in 2 days. Now, nobody's going to believe that, but that's what she put in her letter. And she said, in 2 months, my hand is totally and completely healed up. And she said, I promise you, they worked on it for 2 years.
For everybody that's listening, who should consider lamb cream or Healon? Who should buy this?
Well, if you got skin.
Just anybody with skin. That's all. Nobody else. Only if you got skin should you call in.
Yeah, absolutely. And if it's covered with hair, like on the pets, you still need it. But we have so much fun with this stuff. And, you know, I'm just blessed with helping people. I get the biggest kick out of these stories. But I get the biggest charge out of seeing things happen. For example, there was a lady here, and she was 89 years old. And she had the skin cancer on, and I'm going to use that word. She had a problem on her forehead and some kind of a skin problem. And she went to her dermatologist, and they did this Mohs procedure where they cut down one layer and took it to the microscope in the lab and checked it. And they went about four layers down. And I've got these pictures before and after that I'll send you. Just, oh, it's horrible what the first picture is. But she put Healon on this, and after a relatively short period of time, her skin was absolutely perfect. And, Daniel, I went to her dermatologist, and I said, now look at these pictures. This is your patient. This is what this Healon did for you. You ought to be able to help every one of your patients. She looked at the picture, and she said, And that was the end of it. That was the end of that conversation. Because in the back of her mind, they weren't coming back.
I have such disdain. I guess disdain shouldn't be the word, but you just have to realize, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, it's very clear to me that the whole medical industry has a fiduciary obligation and a fiduciary responsibility that overrides your best interest many times. I mean, that's pretty obvious, isn't it, at this point, Ron?
Well, yeah, but you have to look at their side of it. They have a tremendous amount of money put into their education and their building up their practice.
Oh, I'm not faulting them. I understand they got some big building and whatever, and that some miracle cream, you know, is going to ruin their business. Well, I get their motivations. All I'm saying is that those motivations are in direct conflict with your best interest. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, it is. And you would think that they would get so much more business if they just promoted what they had to help with people with these products. But that's not the way it works, not the real world.
You know, it's similar to government. Everybody talks about government like it's this, you know, government. Like, government starts to grow in and of itself, and then at some point everybody works for the government, and so then they all have a vested interest. Government keeps growing. More taxes come in, the police have more, they have incentives to write tickets so they can get a new police car, a new Dodge Charger with a new engine in it. I mean, it feeds upon itself at some point if you don't check it, and it's similar to doctors. You have to have your own power. You have to have your own knowledge when you go in. You have to be able to make your own decisions. This is one of the huge things that we do here at the Power Hour. This is what one of the things I'm most proud of about being involved with, what Joyce did, what she was most proud about, without question, with our discussions. I've had a lot of health problems in my life. I know what it means to be sick. I know what it means to go into a doctor's office and have them tell you something that makes no sense, you know is wrong, you know is a lie, and you have to make a decision. You have no idea. Your life is in shambles, but am I going to listen to this person, and it's probably going to make me worse, or I'm going to go in the unknown? I know what that's like, and that's why I detest that type of attitude, and I detest these the system that does this. I detest it. And that's why I'm just thrilled to death to have people like you to be able to come on this broadcast and to, and the products that you do. I am thrilled to death. I am just giddy about my wife's, brown recluse bite on her foot. I'm just giddy about it.
So am I. I believe every story I hear, I just get elated about what we've done to help. And that's what we do. We just want to help. This is not about money. This is way past being about money.
Well, how long, say somebody buys, excuse me, a bottle of Helon or the lamb cream, either one, how long does it usually last? How long can they keep it?
Oh, you mean for time or volume? I'm not sure what you're asking.
No, yeah, I'm sorry. Like if they just had it in their pantry, how long can it just sit there?
Oh, that's a good story. In Colorado, this will be a good story. In Colorado, I ran into this guy that had a pharmaceutical company, and he got, I can't remember, his niece or nephew or somebody had fallen and whacked her forehead on the fireplace. And I had given some of the Helon. Somehow, the parent got the Helon through some friend. And they did take before and after photos, and they put the Helon on the little girl's forehead. And that healed that thing up like you can't imagine. So they took before and after photos. So this guy, it was Williams Pharmaceutical, and he got so elated about this, he said, I've got to, will you let me private label it? And I said, of course. So he had to go through all this stuff with the pharmaceutical industry and the FDA, primarily, to keep retained samples of everything that he got in that was, you know, manufactured outside of the regular norm. The big drug companies is a regular norm. So anyway,
yeah,
we kept all these little retained samples, and he went belly up for some reason. He had some financial troubles. I think primarily he had a problem with his wife. Anyway, they got divorced, closed the business, and he sent me back the retained samples that he had kept. After 13 years, this is the truth, after 13 years, we opened one of them, and it was just as good as the day we made it. It was just a little darker. So people say, what's a shelf life? I said, you don't want to know. Honest to goodness, you don't want to know because you're not going to believe me. Let's say, it's a year and a half. That thing was 13 years, at least 13 years old, maybe older.
Well, maybe that pharmacist should have rubbed some of that. Maybe that pharmacist should have rubbed some of that Helon on his wife, and he wouldn't have had any more problems.
We can't help marriages.
You know, or maybe on himself. Maybe he was the problem. Maybe he's not telling him. Maybe he was the deal.
There's a point. And speaking of that, going back to the Power Hour, a long time ago, there was a young lady that worked for Joyce Riley. She was on the phone taking orders and everything. And she had psoriasis. I don't know if you ever got the before and after photos of her or not. If you don't, I'll send them.
I met most of the people, at least, you know, when I was here.
Okay, she was covered from her clavicle, from her collarbone to the top of her
feet.
Wow,
no, I don't know who it was. No, okay. I didn't know that.
Okay, with psoriasis, she had no social life. She stayed covered up all the time. I think she was 26 years old. And Joyce gave her some Heal-On. We didn't have a lamb cream back then. She gave her the Heal-On, and I take that back. We did have the lamb cream. She gave her the lamb cream, and she put on her elbows and knees and wherever the psoriasis was, totally cleared that girl up. After 26 years, she had no social life. A year later, she got married, and a year later, they had a baby.
What do you mean you can't help marriages? What do you mean you can't help marriage? You just told me you did help a marriage. What are you talking about?
This girl's name was Stephanie. I'm positive that's who it was. And I've sent stuff to her. In fact, I probably should send some more in the next week or so. But what a great story.
Yeah, you
actually,
should
every word's the truth. Got married after 26 years. And the pictures that Joyce took are primarily for the elbows and the forearm. They didn't want to do any others. And it just cleared that girl's skin up like crazy.
Wow. Wow, that's crazy. I love the product. Love the product. I've told everybody on the audience, I either take one of these or all of these everywhere I go on a trip. Oregano, clay, or Heal-On or lamb cream, one of the two. I usually take the lamb cream just because it's in a little container. It's easy. I can take it nobody's going to give me grief at the airport about liquids or anything. I take either lamb cream, oregano, and or the clay, or all three.
That clay is great stuff, too.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It's night clay, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. It's a special kind, yeah. So that's what cleared up that bite.
Okay.
No question.
Well, we used bentonite clay when we drilled oil wells when I was over in the Persian Gulf. A long time ago as a geologist.
Everybody check out the lamb cream, the Heal-On at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Ron, thank you.
Okay, well, thank you. You take care of yourself.
God bless you, buddy.
And you.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.